if Anthony Davis went to the Bucks with Giannis and the rest of the players that they have, I don't think that it's a slam dunk Anthony Davis goes there. And if he doesn't, I don't know what they're going to do. They've got LeBron and a bunch of pieces.
And I think what was shown by the poll, and it was what I intended to show, was the concept that there's a real belief that in the NBA, you don't build one piece at a time. I mean, think about those Lakers that were supposedly all offered up. I mean, and then think about the ones traded last year. This is like the second, you know, Ingram, you know, the second, the third, the fourth pick in the draft, Lonzo Ball. I mean, these are guys, you know, obviously highly regarded at the time of being drafted, and then a couple years in, they're almost disposable. They're almost replacement level. And what wins is if you have either, like, so far and away the best player like LeBron was in his prime, or you've got four or five, or let's say three or four top 15 or 20 players like Golden State. I mean, and this is the exercise, Adam, I always ask people to do, which is go back to 1980, look at the NBA champion every year since, and ask yourself, is the best player on that championship team, was he one of the three best players in the NBA? And I'd make the case about 30 of the 38 years, unequivocally, that was the case, that a top three player was on the championship team. So that means by almost by definition, only three teams have a chance to win it every year, unless it's a big exception. So all of this, hey, let's build with this, and Lonzo's a good glue guy, and it doesn't seem to matter. The question is, can LeBron, for the next couple years, stay a top five player? That's question one. Question two is, can they get one other top five player? If so, the Lakers are going to have a better chance than almost anyone to win a title. So in a weird way, it seems square to say Lakers, you know, like we said, being one of those teams with the best chance. But if they do get Anthony Davis, let's say, this fall, no matter who they give up, aren't they one of the two or three favorites?
Oh, sure. I guess the question is, they get him?
But is Anthony Davis the only player that's a top five type player?
Yeah, I mean, they could get Durant, but I think Durant to the Knicks is a done deal. Yeah.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah, Klay would be a great fit too. But yeah, you're absolutely right on that. It's just is there a case of the teams not wanting to deal with the Lakers too? Because it certainly seemed that way with the Anthony Davis situation so far.
So if you look now with that GM being fired,
right,
it seems like there is some pettiness there. You know, Colin Cowherd made a great point. If the person you're competing with has nothing to lose, I call it the ugly guy in the bar fight. The ugliest guy in the bar ain't afraid of a fight. It doesn't make much difference to him,
yeah,
if he gets another big scar. But if you're Brad Pitt, you don't want to get in a fight in a bar. So to me, the Pelicans are the ugly guy in the bar. They just were spiteful. But how in the heck did it help their team not to take that trade?